Wednesday, Parshas Vayeshev, Shir Chavav.
We're on the top of Daf Hey Omed Aleph. The Gemara on top of Daf Hey Omed Aleph. The Gemara there is speaking about Minayin She'af Bishtar. This says, we saw the Mishnah already speaks about Kesef, or the Gemara spoke about Kesef. Kesef is from Yatzachinam, Ein Kesef, Ein Kesef, Lodin Se, Yesh Kesef, Lodin Acher, or it's going to be learned from Kicha Kicha Mistei Efron, or both of them together. The Kavach Omer is not going to work because Kesef Moitzi Kesef Machnis, if you can't learn from over there, from Amma Evriya. And then we spoke about Bia. Bia is learned from Ubala. And the Gemara thought to make a Kal V'Chaymer that from Yevama. The Gemara says it's also not a good Kal V'Chaymer because Yevama is Zekuka V'Omedes. We said there's three Pshatim in Zekuka V'Omedes. The Tosis is Pshat, which is clearly different, is because over there the mitzvah Zekuka V'Omedes Lebiya. Zekuka V'Omedes Lebiya, Tosis says. That's what it means. And then you have Rashi in the Pshat of Rebbe Lozar Mishazna, which seem to be very similar Pshatim. We said the Kikin D'Yoyna says there's a difference between them, and the Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman says there's some sort of difference between them as to, you know, what exactly is the nuance, but the point is that over there the bee is just being goymer, the bee is not doing a kinyan de meikara. Either one is saying because it's a kinyan chalash, one saying it's not a kinyan at all, is the way the kikin darinon, or one of them is, or the difference between the two of them is, what was the Rabban Leib's shot, the difference between the two of them? That what? If it's Nisuan Isa?
Is it Gemarish just the Kikar, or is it Gemarish the Kedusha Rishon?
Oh, is it because of the Kedusha Rishon that it's Zekuka, or is it a new Zika that's Machmas Kedusha Rishon, but not actually that the Kedusha Rishon is being included? Those are the two different Pshat. We have to see exactly what's Mashmer. We'll see in the Hemshech, Rashi, and Tosis, hopefully. Zok the Gemar, Ominayin, She'af Bishtar. Now, obviously, everyone's ears should perk up. What does Rashi mean, she'af bishtar? Minayin she'af bishtar? How do you know even shtar is koina? What's the af bishtar? And we have the Rishon and we have two different pshatim. We have the Talmud Arashba. Talmud Arashba says, minayin she'af bishtar, because shtar is no ksiva behedya bekra, like kesef and bia. Kesef and bia are lehedya and lekra. What? Kesef's not behedya lekra. Not only is kesef not behedya lekra, in the end of the day, kesef is going to be less behedya than shtar. Because the Rambam says that shtar and bia are midyaraisa, and kesef is only what? Midyaraisa, from whatever that means. I guess we'll get back to it. But how could you say that? Like, shtar, you're saying that kesef and bia are mefurish, and shtar is not. The Rambam says pum fakert. So you have to know what exactly is the machloikas here. But Al-Kopam, the Rambam is clearly not going to learn, like the Talmud Arajba, to say that kesef and shtar are mefurish in the pasuk. Led you in the crawl. Shita Shinoi the Mises a different teretz. And he says the difference is as follows. By shtar, first, he says the reason why we went out of order is because going to the Sidra of the Kra, as we said yesterday. He says this, that it says, Af Bishtar, is because Kesven be Hanosan Miruba. They have lots of Hano. Therefore, it's more of a svara of a shtar. In boy shum hano, the name of dahi hano, garma makanya nafsha. There's no hano when it comes to shtar. Now, Rabbi said, is that true that there's no hano when it comes to shtar? We had a mi'iri. The mi'iri says, what could you do with your shtar? Cork it. You could use it. Lotzer al pitzlu chaysav. It's a lesser hano, but let's read the lashon of the shichas lo than me. Shtar, ein boy. Shum hano. Sounds like Shtar is saying there is no hano at all. And we said the Meiri. So we said that there are those that argue on the Meiri. Who argued on the Meiri? Tosfos says Kasval Isuri Hano. Tosfos says you don't have to have any hano when it comes to Shtar. Therefore, Shtar ain't by Shum. I mean, Isuri Hano, there's ain't by Shum Hano. If there'd be Hano, then it would be Usher. It's Isuri Hano. So, right, obviously, Shtar, Tosis holds. The Chorah, the Shita Shalom, is going to go like Tosis. Yeah.
Kesef, the Hano is that you can have now $1,000 to spend, or that having Kesef feels good?
The net worth. I think you have $1,000 to spend.
Because Shtar, even though you can use it as a Tabed, but the Shtar itself doesn't give me any Hano.
Why not?
I can use it. I
can use it.
Having a Shtar doesn't make me feel good.
Oh, and I don't think it's the having it feeling good. I think it's the value. You have value, I think. Al kopanim. That's what the Gemara's question is. Minayin she'af bishtar? Says the Gemara, v'dinu. We're learning from a Kal V'Chaymer. Uma kesef she'ena moitzi. Kesef, which we know, cannot be moitzi, is machnis. You can't be megarish b'kesef. You could be mekadesh b'kesef. Kesef machnis. Shtar she moitzi. Shtar that can divorce. Einoy din she machnis. For sure, shtar should be able to do kiddushin. Kal V'Chaymer. Says the Gemara, Ma'ala Kesef, she can't put him by Hekta Shumai Zusheni. Yeah, but I have a pircha on that. Because Kesef is, Kesef can be put him by Hekta Shumai Zusheni. Toimer b'shtar she ain't put him by Hekta Shumai Zusheni. By shtar won't work. Dichsev, and not sana Kesef, the Kamla. So you need Kesef, and not sana Kesef, the Kamla. Without Kesef, it doesn't work. Can you be put him by Hekta Shumai Zusheni with a shtar? The answer is no. What does that mean, be poyed? Let me just follow. Let's say I'm makdish something. Who does it belong to when I'm makdish it? Beis HaMikdash. Is a person allowed to use something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash? Is he allowed to take something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash? What if he does? What happens? Isser Me'ilah. Right. Is there a way to ki'ilu, to take off the Isser Me'ilah, to take off the Kedusha? It's called Pidyon. Could be poyed it. Now there's different dinim. The Bailam has one din opinion, that's the Moshe of Chaimish. Other people don't, but that's the way you take it off. So you could be poyed the Hektish and Meiser Sheni. What's the din of Meiser Sheni? Who eats Meiser Sheni? Trick question. Not so tricky, but who eats Meiser Sheni?
The owner.
The owner eats Meiser Sheni. He himself. Who eats Meiser Rishon? The Levi. Who eats Meiser Ani? Ani. Who eats Meiser Sheni? The owner eats Meiser Sheni. So why does it have to be poyed it? The answer is, what happens if he lives somewhere far away and now he's got all this Meiser Sheni and he wants to go to Yerushalayim? Where do you have to use Meiser Sheni? Yerushalayim. It's a long trip. So what should he do? He could be poide it onto money and take the money down to Yerushalayim and then use the money for Meiser Sheni. So that's the reason why you're poide Meiser Sheni, but it stays for yourself. But you're poide the Kedusha from the Meiser Sheni and now you can eat your Meiser Sheni wherever you are because it's no longer Meiser Sheni, once you're poyed it. So how do you poyed the Hektish and Meiser Sheni with Kesef? What about being poyed with Shtar? No, can, do. So now, do we have a Kal V'Chomer? Can we say that you can learn from the fact that Kesef is Enoi? Eino Meitzi is Machlis, the Shtar, which is Meitzi and Nincha Machlis? No, because Shtar has a Kula. Shtar is Eino poyed by Hektish and Meiser Sheni. Therefore, says the Gemara, Amar Kra, V'Yotze V'Hoysa. Makish Havaya liyitzia, my yitzia bishtar, af Havaya nami bishtar. I have a special hekesh. Makish Havaya liyitzia. You have to see what the extent of that hekesh is. But the hekesh at the moment is at least saying for sure, benageya to shtar. Shtar works to be mitzi. Shtar also works to be machnes. Frek the Gemara. Once you're doing that, akish nami yitzia la Havaya. Why don't you say, do the hekesh the other way around also? It's a two-way street, my friend. And therefore, say, ma Havaya bekesef, av yitzia nami bekesef. If I could do Havaya bekesef, I should be able to do yitzia bekesef. Amar Abaye, yoimru kesef machnes kefsef mitzi? Sanegar yase kategar. People are going to say, what, you could marry with kesef and you could divorce with kesef? So the same thing that sanegar, same thing that is his defendants. Nase Kategar is also going to be the one that's going to stop you? How could it be such a thing? Yochi Shtar Nami, Yom Shtar Moitzi Shtar Machnes. Kategar Yasa Sanegar. Same thing over here. How can a Shtar which is going to divorce you get you married? Why don't you say Kategar Yasa Sanegar? Answers the Gemara, no. And Shtar, Mili the High Shtar Alachud. Well, merely the high star of the chud, each star has different words. When you look at the star, what does one star say, hare at? And the other star says, hare at? Okay, it's clearly two different stars. Says the Gemara, high kasb al chud, high kasb al chud. What do you mean? It's two different monies also. What does that mean? We'll see. So the Gemara, tiva miyachadahu. Yeah, but it's really, look at the coin. The coin is the same coin. You know what I mean? You look on the coin doesn't say anything about hare at mekudesh, hare at mekudesh. All it says is in God we trust. It's the same as in God we trust on the coin either way.
What's the physical thing? Same mechanism.
So we'll have to see. We're going to see this Gemara. We're going to go through it, Beis Hashem, B'li Nether, hopefully tomorrow. But let's leave it on. So I don't want to focus on that right now. Okay, good? Excellent. Zokt Rashi. This is Rashi, very interesting. There's only one Rashi up until the beginning of the Gemara. She'ein poiden by Shtar, she'ein poiden by Hektashis. Says Rashi. Im Kosav Legizbar. Shtar al mois pidyon hektish. Ein hektesha padui. De beinon v'nosan hakesef ikomloi. Rashi says, what's the case that shtar will not work? He writes a shtar legizbar al mois pidyon. Ein hektesha padui. Beinon v'nosan hakesef ikomloi. So, what's he trying to be poida with? Shtar. Yeah, but what does he write in the shtar?
Money.
Mois pidyon. So what's he really trying to be paida with? Money. So what? So, so hold on a second. Let me bring it out. So what is the pasuk saying out like that? V'nasana kesef v'kamloi. It says kesef. I want to be paida with kesef. So what do we see in the pasuk that this doesn't work? Ah, according to Rashi, the dig is v'nasan hakesef v'kamloi. Geld. You have to give the money. Did he give the money over here? What did he do? He wrote a shtar on the money. Again, let's see the Rashi inside. Im kosev gim ba shtar al mois pidyon hektish. Ein hektish apod. Be inav a nosan hakesef ikom lo. So if we state in the pasuk that doesn't work, because the pasuk says you have to give the money. He didn't give the money. What?
Shava kesef work here?
Yeah. Assumingly. Okay, shava kesef ikom lo. Shava kesef ikom lo.
But it's not also a star.
But you have to be nasan.
I
have to be nasan over here. I didn't give it. I didn't give anything. I didn't give kesef miyum shava kesef. I just gave a star. So therefore,
Rashi that promises money.
That, but okay, but I didn't give money or anything that's shava money. I didn't give anything. That's lechayra doesn't work.
Check.
What?
Sounds like you gave a check.
So we have to know. Yeah, we have to check's a whole.
That's
the
breakdown.
That's a whole discussion. But the Vaila, that's what Rashi's saying. So according to Rashi, it comes out that when we speak about shtar in a poida hektesis, we mean a shtar that is promising money. That's the way Rashi learns. So I want to explain to you, Rabbi Isai. There's two different types of shtaros. This is a very important yesoid when it comes to shtaros. There's one thing called a shtar kinyan, and the other thing is called a shtar raya. Shtar kinyan, shtar raya. What's a good example of a shtar kinyan? Kedushin. Isha niknis bekesef shtar and bia. Shtar mechira is also often a shtar kinyan. A classic shtar kinyan, the classic is get. Why is get the classic shtar kinyan? What? Because it's the only way to do it is with get. So that's the way she's going to be kind to herself. By Kiddushin, I could be Mekadoshi with Kesef and write a Shtar Raya. If I wanted to, in theory. Right? By Mechira, I could sell it with Chazaka and write a Shtar Raya. By Gerushin, there's only one way to divorce your wife. What's that? Get. So every get is a Shtar Kinyan. There's also something called a Shtar Raya. What's a Shtar? What's classic Shtar Raya? Shtar Choyv. I borrow $100. So I didn't. The shtar doesn't make the halva. What makes the halva? Giving the money, the choiv. Now I don't want to walk around without having any proof that you owe me the money. So therefore, what do I write? Shtar. What's another example of a shtar raya? A ksuba. Ksuba is a shtar raya. People get confused. People that don't know think of ksuba. Either ishenik is because of shtar and bia. We do kesef. We do shtar under the chuppah. Ksuba is not that. Ksuba is a shtar raya on the fact that you owe her money. It's an IOU. That's what a ksuba is. That's what it says in the ksuba. You should just know, by Zishan, when you get married, hopefully I'll be there. And I'm there, I'm going to tell you, you have to know what it says over here. This is an IOU. That's what it says. I owe you money.
Can't be more clear about that.
I'll call upon him. Hopefully. Yeah. I'm 0-2 in this room right now. I'll call upon him. Oh. When we're discussing shtar, that's poi de hekta shemais sheni. Is Rashi saying this is a shtar kinyin or is this a shtar raya? This is a very wichtige zach.
Sounds like shtar raya.
Sounds like a shtar raya. Because I'm saying I owe you the money. Shtar al mois pidyon. What's really going to do the pidyon? The money. And I want the shtar to be able.
If I gave a shtar halva from Acherim, that would work.
Maybe. Could be. That could be. Could be. Very good. Very good. Could be. That's the way Rashi learns it.
What? I need to be paid it today.
I want to be paid it today.
I just paid
no, with the kesef.
My star. Yeah.
But I didn't give the kesef. That's why not. But the star is just, I'm trying to.
I need kesef, so if I need to do it today, then I need to be doing it through the star.
No, the star is just the star raya on the kesef. I'm being paid with the kesef. Again, Rashi says, "If not something is b'shtar al mois pidyon, what are you being poida with? Mois pidyon. So what's the shtar? Shtar raya on mois pidyon. Ain't ekdesh poida, but you know, if not son a kesef, medav gebin the kesef, he didn't give it." If you look in the Rashba, I'm going to skip to the bottom of the Rashba, and then we're going to get back to the top. I just want to bring out this difference. The Rashba says all the way on the bottom of the Rashba, Mishum hachi nirali lefarish. Ma'al ishtar shekein ein poidim b'yekdeshes. Im kosev b'shtar, hektish zeh padoi. Im kosev b'shtar, hektish zeh padoi. Ein o padoi. Dim yud ishtar kiddushin, shekosev b'y harei amukudeshesli. So the Rashba is saying, what type of shtar are we talking about? That the shtar says, hektish zeh padoi. What type of shtar is that? Shtar kinyin. Dumya, the shtar kedushin. What's a shtar kedushin? Shtar kinyin. Oh, about. So we have a machlokes here, Rashba and Rashi. We're going to see what Rashba's problems with Rashi is. We're going to see what Rashi's problems with Rashba is. But the Rashba says we're talking about a shtar kinyin. And Rashi says we're talking about a shtar raya.
What's the Rashba's hadamim?
That it's going to work?
Yeah.
We're going to see you in a second. Right now. Zok the Shari Shmus. What's the machlekes between the Rashba and Rashi? Says the Shari Shmus, I think that the Rashba is much more obvious. Why? To me, the shtar kedushin. Shtar kedushin, I read Makudashesli. Shtar pinyin is a body. That's the way I read the Gemara. Rashi is doing a whole trick. Rashi is saying, no, you're not being pointed with the shtar. You're being pointed with the kesef. According to the Rashba, let's get clear. How do we see in the pasuk that shtar doesn't work? Because it says, v'nosan ha-kesef. You have to be pointed with kesef, not shtar. But the Rashba, there's no kesef here at all. That's what you see from the pasuk. That's the way I learned the Gemara. Says the Shari Shmuas is Rabbi Moshe Shmuel Shapira Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levrachis Rosh Shiva Shivas Ber Yankov. He says the following thing: how does pidyon work? And Baruch Hashem, Ari was mechamed to this first seder. How does pidyon work? What's pidyon? How does pidyon work?
Redemption. I'm paying the worth.
Is the pshat
transferring it?
Are you transferring the kedusha from this thing to that thing?
You're just buying it back.
And well, you're
not buying it back. You're not buying it back because when I say you have to give money.
You have to give it money. So what happens with that money? The money goes, and now it's kadosh. So you're just transferring the kedusha from one to the other, or am I just being coined from hektish grada? If I'm using money, then who does the money now belong to? Hektish. And what happens when hektish has money? It becomes kadosh, but not that I'm transferring the kedusha. That kedusha, I'm buying it off of him. Once I buy it off, it's out. It happens to be that if I'm giving money, that money will become kadosh because now it's hektish, a new kedusha. Am I transferring kedusha or am I just taking off kedusha? Says Rabbi Shmuel, that's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and Rashba. Rashi learns that the yesod of pidyon is transferring kedusha. So in order to do a transfer from one to the other, what has to happen? You need to have two things, one and another. So if you have Meiser Sheni, what is it going to be transferred on?
To money.
Money. And if you don't have money, there's nothing to transfer. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to talk about. It has to have money. So Rashi says, no problem, I have money. There's mois pidyon, and I'm going to do the transfer onto the mois pidyon, but I'm not giving you the money now. I'm just giving you a shtar on the money. Says Rashi, that's not good because you need a vedasa. But the Rashba holds, says Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, the Rashba holds, that's not what pidyon is. Pidyon is just being coined from hektish. In theory, can I be coined from hektish without giving them any money?
Yes,
with
the shtar.
Maybe, with the shtar.
Good enough shtar.
If the shtar works, maybe. The Xeris HaKosef tells me, no, the only way to be kind of from Hektish is with what?
Kesef.
But in theory, can I hear doing a pidyon without having money? Says the Rashba, yes. And that was the Gemara's Havamina. Says Rashi, no, the whole Yisoid of pidyon is transfer. You can't transfer without having something transfer on.
You don't have the money today to transfer it to. So
in other words, according to Rashi, is that has to be money somewhere that he has to be chal on, or it can be chal on a moment she'ena be'en. So, in other words, how does that work? If it's a transfer, so Yossi's asking a good question. Yaakov, you hear this question? He's saying, if it's a transfer, what are you transferring it on? The money's not here. What? It's transferred onto a mamon she'ein ve'en. Gabriel's saying onto a chayif. It's transferred onto the chayif. So it's transferred onto something. It's just not tangible. It's not here in front of us.
What's the havmir of the Rajbi that this should work? You're taking a star, so it's not value or anything, and you're going to be buying back this item without transferring. You're taking a kedusha with a star.
Right.
Comes here, it doesn't work. But what's the havmir that would work?
Because I'm doing a kinyan.
It's like Amma to be.
But there's no kinyan. There's no kinyan because
you gave something to him and now you're giving.
What do you mean by shtar? By isha, I could do a kinyan with shtar. So Abba Hektish, can I do a kinyan with shtar?
We said a million times. We differentiated the kinyan of isha from buying from a regular kinyan.
This is not a regular kinyan either. This is a pidyon.
And by pidyon, I'm buying it off of Hektish.
That's what you decided.
In the Rajba.
What? Okay.
The Rajba.
Okay. I mean, kind it from Hektish.
I'm kind it from Hektish, so obviously I have to give the money to Hektish.
Who said?
Because I bought it from them.
So you're not buying them. You're using Kinyan. You're trying to use Kinyan Shtar.
Maybe you could be kind it. I'll have to pay them later, maybe. I don't have to pay them now.
Okay.
Is that what the Shtar is saying?
That's the Shtar is not saying.
Can I buy a field from someone without giving him money?
Yes.
Yes. I'll give him money later. But the Kinyan's chal now.
It's
Kinyan.
Hektish Zeh Padui.
Again, I want to buy a field from someone. Hold on a second. I want to buy a field from someone. Can I buy a field from someone right now without giving him money?
Yeah.
That's a Shtar Kinyan. I'm being kinyan with the Shtar.
So what's Rashi Ma'as Pidyon?
But not in Rashi, right? We're going in.
I know, but that's a Shtar Kinyan also then.
No, then you're being kinyan with the Shtar. With the money. Over here, the money's doing the Pidyon. The Ma'as is doing the Pidyon. We're not saying that I'm doing the pidyon with the shtar and I want the money later on to be go to you. I want to do the pidyon with the mice pidyon.
He says, right, like kedushin at the end. Shtar kedushin says, well, harei mekudeshesli.
Right.
Doesn't say amana. It doesn't, unless you
no, amana, right.
But it just says harei mekudeshesli and then we get the shtar. By being paida, so I would write Hektish Zeh Padui,
right,
and then give it in.
Right. Maybe you owe Hektish money, maybe you will, maybe you won't. But the pigeon's chal. That's what it seems to say. That I mean, I don't know if you owe Hektish money. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. I'm not sure. Akopanim. This is the machlokes Rashi and the Rashba comes along, the Rashba, and he bombs away on Rashi. It's a bomb kash on Rashi. And he listens to the detail of the kasha. It's a great kasha. He says, that can't be the case over here, Rashi. Rashi's saying, look, I need to have mois. Without mois, there's no pidyon. Okay, but it doesn't make any sense. Because if you would write this very same shtar that you're talking about over here, you're talking about shtar, and you'd want to write this shtar for kedushin, would it work? I want to mekadesh an isha, remember, with money that I'm not giving her, and I'm going to write a shtar on it. Is that going to work?
Not if he gives
Terpeteris Kesav. V'einu says the Rashba. T'bechiyai gavna afilu b'insha einu mekudeshes. D'ilu oimer l'ish arei mekudeshes li b'mone. U'mechayiv ani atzmi loch b'shtar. V'oisai mone einu mekudeshes. It doesn't work. T'mone ein kan, shtar ein kan. Sh'arei einu mekadesha b'shtar. El b'mone, u'mone ein einu kan. B'nin kikach ish isha. Kol oimer b'kesef.
Just ask a bigger question. Just say this has nothing to do with
Shtar.
I was saying this.
Interesting. We'll get back to that. Okay, hold off. I'll try to get back to that to you. Okay. He's saying it doesn't work. This thing that you're saying doesn't work for pinyon. Guess what? It doesn't work for kedushin either. Comes the Achroinim, the Magia on the Rashba, and Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky says it beautifully in the Sefer. Vayis tochos Rashi holds it works. Achloikes Rishonim. The following case. A man says, I like to mekadesh you with kesef. I'm not giving you the kesef now. But I'm giving you a shtar on the kesef.
Shtar chayiv?
Shtar chayiv on the kesef. Is that going to work or not? Rashi holds yes. And that's basically our sugya.
An IOU is worth something. With the IOU itself, it's worth something.
No.
It's like
what?
Running with the
shtar. You're not being mekadesh with that. He's being mekadesh with the money.
Not with the IOU. The money.
With the money.
It's the right.
He's saying the following thing. He says, Harei mekudeshes li b'moneh, with money. U'mechayiv hinei atzmi loch b'shtar b'oisei mona. Ein mekudeshes. And the Rashi goes, you are mekudeshes.
To her?
To her. to her father, whoever is the one that's we can kabbal kedushin if she's a katana.
If let's say the case of her, then basically you're giving yourself money.
That's always the case.
I'm saying, you're saying the only time you can collect the money is pretty much saying that I'm the only one that really can collect it because the money's not hers anymore.
No, the money was that money. We're assuming the money is going to stay to her because any kesef kedushin, even if it's going to come later, we'll assume. I'm assuming. I understand the problem. Apparently, Rashi's going to say that she's going to collect the money and keep it. And the Rashi says it doesn't work.
Don't they say that it has to reach her hand, the money?
I don't know if the money has to, I don't know what that means exactly, but I'll tell you what maybe this will answer your question. We have to get back to the other question. I like to suggest the machlekes is as follows, if I say. I like to suggest the machlekes is as follows. Rashi has a very unique approach to Kesef Kedushin, if you remember. Rashi holds, does the Isha have to be koina the Kesef? No. Granat, Rav Naftali Trop says, the Isha doesn't have to be koina the Kesef. So what do you need? She'd have to put it in her hands. Now, it doesn't have to physically be in her hands. It has to be in her control. Now, what happens if you give her a shtar on the Kesef? The Kesef didn't physically get into her hands. But Reb Chaim said a Mordek Azog, Reb Chaim Brisker. He said the following words. In der shtar liegt der choyv. It's Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim's Azog. In der shtar liegt der choyv. What does he mean? Reb Osher Ariel Fateicht. The shtar is the handle of an choyv. The shtar is the shlissel of an choyv. You're holding the shtar, it's like you're holding the money. I basically got the money. Well, I have a shtar. What's the translation of the word shtar? Shoiter. What does shoiter mean?
Watch. Police.
In other words, I can make sure I'm getting this money. I got the money. I have a shtar. It's got Adim. I'm getting the money. The money's in my hands. It's not physically in my hands, but the money is like, I'm holding on the money already. So, if in the shtar lik der choyv, and you put the shtar in the hands of the Isha, is that called Yitain Dovar Biyata Isha? Did you put something in the woman's hand? Yes, you did. You did. Does she physically have the kesef? Can you do the kinyan with the kesef? No. But is that enough? You don't need a kinyan in the kesef. You, according to Rashi, you don't need a kinyan in the kesef. You didn't do a kinyan in the kesef. As was, there's no kinyan in the kesef. A bail or maisa, the isha's holding on to the kesef. It's called you gave the money to the isha. It's called given to her already. Says Rashi, that's enough to do kedushin. For kedushin, it's enough. Maybe Rashi's maskim when it comes to other kinyanim of kesef. You can't write a shtar choiv and say I'm doing kinyan kesef with a shtar choiv. It doesn't work. Yeah, kesef is kesef. You need kinyan on the kesef. There's no kinyan on the kesef. But Rashi holds that when it comes to kedushay kesef, we like in the granat says. There after all the trap, you don't really need a kinyan. It's yitain dover biyada isha. That's it. Therefore, Rashi's going to hold. Hopefully, it's going to work. It's Rashi and Rajbul Shitasa. The Rajbul Shitasa holds no, that the whole din of Kesef is just like all other Kesefs. It's a regular Kesef Kinyan. So where's the Kinyan over here? What type of Kinyan is this? Well, you give me a shtar on the Kesef? I don't have the Kesef. How is that a Kinyan? What is that? It's a joke. And Rashi holds no. Meaning Kinyan Kesef is going to work. Aflova Feda. Yeah. Zok Toysvis. Toysvis says, Uminayin sha'af bishtar. Says Toysvis, Umikal v'chor medam evriya, she'ena niknes bebiya, v'niknes bishtar, lekala meymar. Toysvis says, why don't we just make a kavachomer? We've been doing kavachomers up until now. We tried doing kavachomer on kesef. We tried doing kavachomer on bia. Let's do kavachomer on shtar. What's that? From amevriya. We'll say, amevriya is not nikness be bia, is nikness be shtar. Zush and nikness be bia, and a dinsha tikne be shtar. Kavachomer. Why don't we just do that? Answers the Gemara. Answers Toysvis.
Why is this better than our kavachomer? Why would we rather this one over? On the same lines as well.
First of all, I don't know if we'd rather it, but we never answered it. No, the Gemara tried one kavachomer, slugged it up. So Tosfos says, okay, I got another kavachomer.
you're saying this is a later on step after the Kavachomer was brought.
Maybe. No, you're right. It's more similar to the original ones. We should have stuck to it. Maybe Tosis is saying, just stick to this Kavachomer. This sounds like a good Kavachomer. That's why it's on the Dibra Masach on the top, not in the middle, right? That's what you were midday. Why didn't get back to your other question? I forgot. I didn't get back to Daniel's other question. There's a big problem with Rashi here, which Daniel was kind of bringing up, which is that according to Rashi, what's the kinyan that we're doing over here? It's kinyan's kesef. Our Gemara is really talking about kinyan shtar. So according to the Rashi, but it's all shtar. It's very very it's very one dimensional. According to Rashi, we're talking about shtar being a shtar raya for kinyan kesef. But our sugya is talking about shtar being a shtar kinyan without kinyan kesef. So we're kind of like, we're overlapping sugyas, unless you understand shtar kinyan, shtar raya are identical somehow or something like that. It's just very interesting. According to Rashi, it's a weird sugya. We're trying to talk about shtar kinyan and we get involved in shtar raya. It's a little strange. I'll call upon him. Tosis asks a question. Why don't you just learn from a kavachomer from Amavriya? Amavriya is in a nicknus bibi, his nicknus bishtar. Says you can't do lecha lameimer. Mishchada mishom de amagufa mi de iskish lacheres nafkon lekamon. Says Tosis, first of all, how do we know that Amma is Niknis Bishtar? Only from Isha. So you can't learn Isha and a Kavachomer from Amma if the whole Makor for Amma is only from Isha. First you have to tell me Isha. So this is according to Tosis, says this is a klutz kasha. Learn a Kavachomer from Amma. Just like Amma works Bishtar. Hello, where does Amma work Bishtar from? From Isha. So don't start telling me Kavachomer that Isha works. That's his first teretz. V'afilu Rab Chizda. Says there's a different makar that Amma gets, it gets star because it says, so we see that she doesn't go out like a regular slave, but she goes in like a slave. So Amma has star, is learned out from the parasha of Avadim. So why don't you say that Ma Amma, that she's ain't a niknas bebi a niknas bestar, zush niknas bebi and then she's ikala mifrach, kila el, she can yoitza bekesef. Could they ask the same question we asked previously? She can yoitza bekesef. Where do we ask that question? We were trying to learn out that kesef is kaina from a kal v'chaimer. We said, ikala mifrach. Ma, over there, why does kesef work by Amma? Because kesef is maitzi. Ma lo amir bish kain yoitze b'kesef. So therefore it's nichnas b'kesef. So remember, zusheni yoitze b'kesef. Ish is not yoitze b'kesef. Tosis is saying over here also, when Ben Oged is trying to learn out shtar, I'll say that maybe you can't learn shtar because Amma is Yotze B'Kesef. Says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in his Aris. Wait a second. Before, the Gemara is trying to focus on Kesef. Kesef Moitzi Kesef Machnes. So therefore, you can't bring a raya from Kesef Machnes because Kesef is Moitzi. Over here, we're talking about shtar, we're not talking about Kesef. That's Rav Moshe's Ha'ara. So Toivi said very insightfully, he said, this is Tosis Lishitasai. Tosis Lishitasai on Daf Dalet on the base did not say Kesef Moitzi Kesef Machnes. Tosis said we could have asked the question from Sheish Yoivel Simonim. The fact that we chose Kesef was incidental. But really it has nothing to do with the Kesef being Moitzi and the Kesef being Machnes. It's Stama Pircha. So if Sheish can be a Pircha on Kesef, so then for sure Kesef can be a pircha on shtar. There's no connection between the moitzi and the machnes that there's a bedavka, the fact that kesef is moitzi is kesef. That was all Rashi in the Shitasai. That's Rashi said, however, kesef choshev l'knoisa, lifdoisa choshev nami l'knoisa. That was Rashi. Tosis doesn't say that. Therefore, according to Tosis, l'chayra l'shitasai, it's going to be good. Says Tosis, a third teretz. V'oid, kivan derav chizda, av koisvay, lekel emelav b'isha, she'ena niknas b'zeh, ha'inyan sh'abal koisvay. Says, listen, you want to learn it from over there, but when it comes to avadim, according to Rav Chizda, the father's the one that writes the shtar. So when the father, quote-unquote, sells his daughter as an amma, he writes a shtar. So if the father would sell his daughter for kedushin, also the father would write the shtar. And who do we know writes the shtar? The husband writes the shtar, so you can't learn from over there because it's going to end up a little wacky.
Does it take everything out of it?
The chayra.
Did we mention someone that said that?
We'll get back to that. Hold on a second. Frektrum Kiveger. I don't get it. Basically, and I'd say Rabbi Kivega's question in a nutshell, Rabbi Kivega is saying, listen, fact is, you have a Kal V'Chomer. Do you have a Pirach on this Kal V'Chomer? You got a problem with this Kal V'Chomer? You don't have a problem with this Kal V'Chomer. I mean, before the Gemara maybe said a problem, but now the Gemara is saying, my only problem is it's not going to work out well for me. Well, guess what? If you got a Kal V'Chomer, you got to figure out why it doesn't work out.
Or with the Av Kosov?
So let the father write the get. So why doesn't the father write the get? So says Rabbi from Erlanger, look, we know the Brisa later on says the father can't write the get. So it's clearly not a good Kal V'Chomer. But why? We have a Kal V'Chomer. What are you doing with the Kal V'Chomer? Kal V'Chomer says, Ma Am Evriya. That we Am Evriya is in a Niklis Bebiyas, Niklis Bishtar, Zusha Niklis Bebiyas, and then she takes the Bishtar. Aye, but that will end up the father writing the Shtar. So be it. You have a Kal V'Chomer, let the father write the Shtar. Comes along the Birkas of Rami says, oh, a Maisi, we have a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki yikach ish isha veloi silokach or kisikach. So, who has to do the kicha? The husband. So, can the father write the shtar? No. So, if you're going to use this Kal V'Chomer, you're going to end up at a dead end. You're going to say, oh, it must be that the father can write the shtar. No. Father cannot write the shtar. What? Oh, so what the Olam is Madam Morning, Baruch Hashem, is we mentioned the Yushalmi, a Peladik Yushalmi, that the Yushalmi says that when a girl is a katana, who can write the shtar?
Father.
The father. The father can write the shtar. So I would like to suggest, where's the makar that the father writes the shtar? From Mama, from this Kal V'Chomer. From this very Kal V'Chomer. The Rebbe Kivega says, why is the Kal V'Chomer not good? You know what the Yushalmi says? It is good. It's good. What do you do with Kiyikach? What do you do with Kiyikach? We explain.
As long as she's not involved.
As long as she's not involved. Kiyikach is anti-feminist movement. As long as she's not involved. The father's doing it, no problemo. Let the father do it. Right? Tosfos seems to be saying, Akoponim Tosfos, no. Kiyikach doesn't allow even the father to write the shtar. So Tosfos scheme seems to say, what's the word of Kiyikach? Proactive man. You have to be you have to wear the pants in the family. You have to be the one doing it. The man has to be the one doing it. It's not the pshat, the woman can't do it. He has to do it. And if the father does it, the wrong person's doing it. Once you've got to do it.
Once we have Kiyikach and whatever, so it's not Kisika, shouldn't we get rid of the whole Kal V'Chomer to begin with?
That'll get rid of the Kal V'Chomer.
But then how do we make the Kal V'Chomer to Katana?
According to Yushalmi?
Yeah.
Because Yushalmi learns Kiyikach just means the woman can't do it. So it doesn't get rid of the Kal V'Chomer. Let the father do it. The Kal V'Chomer is in place, and the father only in the case when it's not a steer to Kiyikach. When is it not a steer to Kiyikach? By a Ketana, and the father will write it. Learn from Amma. Who's the one that writes the shtar by the Amma? So who's going to write the shtar by over here? Father. We're not talking about Gedoyla. Amma is, there's no such thing Amma by Gedoyla. So according to this, B'chayru, this will be the makar for the Yushalmi. A half of a fella. Yushalmi says, it's not a makar for another shtar. It's not the pshat. Shtar goes which way? This way or that way? That's strange. Who's the makna? Who's the kain? The answer is there's two shtaris. There's one shtar learned from Yosef Ahaisa. There's another shtar learned from Amevriya. Tzvei bazundur shtaris. Who can write the shtar? This shtar is written by the Baal. This shtar is written by the Av.
So you still need a makar for the husband for the
That's from Yosef Ahaisa, right? And Achanam. That'll be from Yosef Ahaisa. Okay, so Rabbeisai, Beis Hashem, B'li Neder, tomorrow what we have to do is we have to figure out the sugya of the Gemara speaking about Shtar Moitzi, Shtar Machnes, what's the Haikas B'lechud, the Haikas B'lechud, what exactly the Gemara is saying over here, the Svaras of Enkategon Asasaneger. Hopefully we're going to try to see if we could also do the sugya of Sefer Korsak to get up to the end of the sugya is by the words Koris Krisa Loi Mashmalahu. It's around three quarters of the way down. And then the Gemara goes into Chadach Michada Loasya Tesi Chada Mitarti. That we can leave for Beis Hashem. Hopefully, we'll start with the new Iris of Chanukah. We'll be zoicha to special Giluyim. The Siyata Shmaya tonight is Mishmar till 10:45. 10:45, we'll be saying a Shir. Everyone's invited and encouraged to attend.